There's been a lot of emphasis on STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math, across the valley and the country. Some schools focus mainly on those subjects. But increasingly, educators are urging going from STEM to STEAM, that is, to add in the arts. One such district is Queen Creek Unified. Tiffany Seacrest is Career and Technical Education Director there.
So in 2015, our community passed the override for increase here, and it increased our vocational offerings and increased our arts. And through that, we were able to embed curriculum, crosswalk with academics, really become inclusive of the STEM component with the arts. And so our students are able to have a science experience in culinary or geometry and carpentry and graphic design with white space and focal points in art. So it's really embedding.
Why is that an important thing for you and your district to do?
It's important for us to have well-rounded students that are positively contributing to our society and really good problem solvers.
How do the arts help do that? How does that help students become good problem solvers?
When you add creativity, which is essential for innovation, you'll find the passion. And when we find our passion in our students, that drives us to solve problems freely and with more motivation. And so our society needs those problem solvers. So we're preparing our students for the lives they lead outside of our walls. And we recognize that we're preparing them for jobs that don't exist.
When you talk about the arts, I think for a lot of folks, they think about either music or like fine arts, you know, painting and sculpture, things like that. But it sounds like those are not the only kinds of arts you're offering. How do you decide what kind of art you want to include in the curriculum for students to possibly take?
Well, art is not necessarily a defined area. So there's still science and music, and there's still painting and drawing in the marketing side. So it's not a definition of art, it's a thought of art. It's the creativity aspect, the flexibility, the adaptability. So it's not necessarily the exact way to teach it, it's more or of an exploration of it. And having students use their reasoning, but do something a little bit more.
It almost sounds like you're using art as a way to help teach some of those other subjects.
Yes, we are using it as an enhanced delivery method. But you'll find that arts, just in the research, will show that it improves long-term memory, increases motivation, advances social growth, and most importantly, decreases stress. And so... if we embed that in the engineering, in the mathematics, we think we will increase student achievement and student interest.
Tiffany Seacrest is Career and Technical Education Director at Queen Creek Unified School District. STEAM education there starts as early as preschool in some schools. Advocates of STEAM say students who have arts as well as science, math, and the other STEM subjects are more likely to be recognized for academic achievement and school attendance. This is something Punya Mishra looks at. He's the Associate Dean for Scholarship and Innovation at the Mary Lou Fulton Teachers College at ASU. And Punya, when STEM really started taking off in schools, did arts classes kind of take a back seat?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there is no doubt in my mind about that. I mean, just looking, I just moved recently from Michigan, and then a couple of years ago, there were like huge layoffs of teachers because of budget cuts. Most of the jobs that were lost were in the arts and the music and PE. So I think the push for STEM in some way, sort of a single-minded push for it, has been detrimental to the arts and humanities in broadly speaking.
Well, why is it, in your mind, important for students to get arts and humanities in addition to all the other quote-unquote academic subjects?
I mean, there are so many arguments. I mean, I can give you six or seven different sort of pieces of why I think this is important. So let me just off the top just give you a few, right? So one of the arguments being made for STEM is that the jobs of the future will be in STEM. But if you look at the trends in the economy and the world, we are moving into what is known as a creative economy. If you just look at a purely instrumental argument for why we need STEAM or the arts incorporated, here is one: that the jobs of the future will demand it. But I think it's even more than that. I think that this sort of singular emphasis on science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and don't get me wrong, I have a background as an engineer before I moved into education. So I love and respect what the sciences and the engineering fields do. But I've also studied where ideas come from, where creative ideas come from some of the top scientists and mathematicians in the world. Turns out that the best of scientists, the most productive of scientists, productive of mathematicians, often have interests outside of the domain. And usually it would be in music or arts or painting or something that way. And they often talk about how that contributed to their creativity and productivity as a scientist.
When schools are trying to implement an arts curriculum into some of their STEM fields, do you think that the best approach is to try to have it all connected, or to have arts over here and, you know, science, math, technology and engineering, you know, in the other corner?
Oh, there is no, argument in my mind that they need to be integrated. Because the point is that, you know, if you look at some of the most productive artists, they are the ones who are pushing the medium, they are the ones who are pushing the technology, they are the ones who are pushing the science of the medium as well. And if you look at the most intelligent or the most creative scientists, they don't see these boundaries. The other thing is the real world doesn't see these boundaries. If you want to find a cure for AIDS, it is not just a medical problem. It's a communication problem. It's a logistical problem. So to think that we can treat these disciplines as being separate, to me, has always been one of the biggest sort of problems with the way we think about school.
Are there different aspects or disciplines within the arts that you think are more conducive to being integrated into science-type education?
No. I mean, you know, I mean, think about music, right? I mean, music and math. Wonderful parallels that can be drawn there, both historically, both in terms of how you can think of curriculum. You can see the same thing with painting, for instance, you know, where you're looking at color theory and how artists have thought about color and how that maps onto how we think about how we perceive color. And so it's really a question of finding the right connections, you know, between what you're doing in your curriculum and what fits best. Whether it's photography or, you know, so I really don't see that as an issue. It really is how we are thinking about a curriculum. Are we thinking about it in isolation, or are we thinking in terms of making connections across the disciplines?
Punya Mishra is Associate Dean for Scholarship and Innovation at the Mary Lou Fulton Teachers College at ASU. We've been talking about STEAM education, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math.